Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from Radical.net.
John chapter 5, verses 44 and 45. How can you believe when you receive glory from one another and do not seek the glory that comes from the only God? What a penetrating verse. As Jesus speaks to a group of religious leaders who were not believing in him, and he says to them, the reason why, what's keeping you from belief, is you're seeking glory from people instead of seeking glory from God. I read this and I am so convicted of my desires for the applause of men, for others to think well of me. We saw this some in John chapter 3, and I just see it again in John 5. I see it in my own life. I'm guessing I'm not alone in this, that we oftentimes think a lot about what other people think about us, as if that's what ultimately matters. That actually keeps us from experiencing what God has designed in our relationship with him. We are intended to live with an eye fixed on him, his desires for us, his pleasure in us, which, praise God, is sealed by the sacrifice of Christ on our behalf. We've been accepted before God. He's called us his children, as we saw in John 1. So we live for him alone. Why would we live for anybody else? Sure, like live for others in the sense of wanting to love others and wanting to point others to God. But in that, our concern is not what they think about us. Our concern is what they think about God. Like, we are intended to live with eyes fixed on the glory of God, not on glory that comes from people. So God, help us, we pray. I think about even what you said, oh, Jesus, when you were talking to these religious leaders and they were praying to be seen by men, and you said, they've received the reward. God, I don't want that reward. I don't want to miss out on reward from you, because I'm living for reward from people around me. So help us, we pray. God, we pray, deliver us from the desire for the applause of people around us. God, deliver us from it, we pray. Help us to fix our eyes on you and to live for that which pleases you, which we know will lead us to live very differently in this world. So God, help us to think of ourselves less, to think of you more, to desire your glory in our lives, to be obsessed with what others think about you. God, make that our consuming ambition, to see your name hallowed, glorified, honored, known, to see you enjoyed. And in that John 3:30 kind of way, God, may we decrease in the process. Oh God, please keep us from seeking glory that comes from people today. Please help us to live for your glory alone. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.